This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now, 7 past the hour, continuation of the Thursday, August 16th. Can you believe, Jennifer, we're already at Thursday? The week is flying by. It's Thursday already. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Horn is here. Mm-hmm. Victoria Keelan is here. Mm-hmm. Kara Schillen is here. Mm-hmm. That gets annoying, doesn't it, after a while?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's get to the trenders. Former CIA Director John Brennan. In the People in the News focus, Jen.
He's been pulled. John Brennan is now without security clearance. President Trump on Wednesday revoked the security clearance that former CIA Director John Brennan had. John Brennan has become a very harsh critic of the president and appeared to be targeting others who have disagreed with the administration. At least that's the story from the news media. There's a whole list, about 9-10 people who a few weeks ago, Sarah Sanders said, will be looking into their security clearance and whether or not we'll be renewing this privilege. Well, Mr. John Brennan was the first to feel that wrath, and he did not take it lying down. He was pretty upset. He wrote an op-ed, and actually it's out today in the New York Times, about how he thinks this is Trump's attempt to silence his critics. Look, I don't doubt that Trump probably looked at Brennan first because he was critical of of his actions. I get that. But I also don't understand what we're doing as a country if we're handing out security clearances to people even after their time serving the country is over. John Brennan is on MSNBC. He's a paid NBC news pundit now. And is that appropriate if you go on to choose that as your living? You're clearly not doing activities focused around the CIA. Do you still need security clearance? And so it is the president's right to strip these clearances. The ACLU says that he's targeting people that speak out against him. This will no doubt end up in some sort of litigation, but I don't think that security clearance and the Constitution doesn't say that security clearances are a right, they are a privilege.
Yeah. Well, so why does it end up in some kind of litigation? These guys are it's former. In front of all their names, it says former. So right. What is, hello?
You know, and there's a lot behind John Brennan. John Brennan is a known communist. He was the supporter of the Communist Party. He was brought in and got a security clearance under President Obama.
Is a communist?
Oh, yeah. No one will talk about it. He supported the Communist Party in the late 70s and early 80s.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Wow. And so with his role comes the fact that, look, he was the one that oversaw the Iran deal that a lot of people took issue with. It was under his watch that Russia hacked the election. This is what we've been talking all about. There are things that you can look at that were failing, certainly, of the CIA. I think if you leave, and he did, most CIA directors will receive security clearance and it's renewed every 5 years. But part of the rule book at the CIA says you have to continue acting like CIA director to continue to keep up your security clearance, and that's not what he's doing on MSNBC.
I want to go back for a minute. Brennan, this is news to me. Brennan was a commie in the 70s. So this is when he was in college. Under what circumstances was he identified as a communist?
Under what circumstances?
Yeah, I mean, how was it obvious that
was
he...
Was that a party that you were, like, did you check that off at the DMV? Like, was it a recognized party? Honestly, I don't know the answer, so I'm like, I'm asking.
He
registered communist member and vote?
They had candidates that were favorable to a communist, and so he supported, and I can't remember, I'm looking for the candidate right now, but he supported someone back in the 70s and the 80s. And Doug, I would actually ask you, because I was a little too young, as to the kind of the situation in the country, who that might have been that was running for office, that John Brennan was like running his campaign and behind him. Do you remember someone like that?
Well, there were a lot of people who thought and now I'm losing his name, George McGovern was a communist. He ran for president, and then he was the one that more than anybody else, I think it was 78, that he ran for, he was a senator. 78 wasn't a presidential election year, 80 was. But I think in there, there was probably that.
But Brennan has, it was 1970.
After that, what's he been registered as? Do we know?
Democrat, I think. But 1976 is the year that he voted, and he's acknowledged it. He's admitted that he voted for a communist presidential candidate in 1976.
Who was it, though?
Yeah.
George McGovern wasn't declared a communist. Just people called him a communist, socialist, you know, those things.
Wasn't everyone called a commie back then?
Yeah, right. Democrats were all communists back then.
Better red than dead, or better dead than red, right?
Better red than, better dead than red is what the expression was, yeah. All right, so that's...
Was it Gus Hall? Does that name sound right? No.
Yeah, well, Hall... Sounds right. I don't know about Gus Hall. That does sound sort of right. I haven't voted for a person that's won an election since George Bush the first time in 1988. I've voted for libertarians, though, for the most part, and they're not communists, but I can see where there's an appeal for people like me. Maybe that's where
I just
don't like them. Yeah, libertarians
aren't exactly. It was Gus Hall, by the way.
Gus Hall, okay.
Yeah, so here's what, how we even...
name.
Here's how we even know that he did this. It's because when he was in front of a congressional panel, when Obama was still president back in 2016, he said that he acknowledged that he froze when he was taking the CIA polygraph test because the questioner had asked him if he had ever worked for a group that was dedicated to overthrowing the United States. And he said back in 1980 and back before that in 1976, he said he supported and identified and voted with the Communist Party candidate in the country, who was
Gus Hall.
He gets
a job in the CIA after admitting that.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know what if you're professionally qualified and you voted for a candidate who didn't win, who was in the communist or identified as a communist. Should that affect the you shouldn't have a career for the rest of your life because you voted for one person?
All right,
but
Alex
communism
Jones,
is...
Alex Jones goes to the CIA and says, I want a job. So what do you do with Alex Jones? Did he get a job at the CIA?
What was this guy's background, though, as
Brennan?
He was being interviewed? Yeah. What was his background? He wasn't just a talk show host. Like, what was he?
No.
Alex Jones.
Could have been.
I don't know anything about Brennan other than...
Yeah, I don't either. That's what I'm saying. I think that we're kind of making judgments.
Well, no, so this is all based on his history that he testified for. He said, and this is an interesting quote, he said, and I'm just quoting him now, I froze because I was getting so close to coming into CIA and said, okay, here's the choice, John. You can deny that and the machine is probably going to go, you know, wacko, or I can acknowledge it and see what happens. That was him being asked the question about whether or not he'd ever associated with the party trying to overthrow this country. That's, to me, that is the question is why he even got the security clearance in the first place, why he was even CIA director.
I think I would ask that question myself.
If that's in your,
But so wait a minute. So if you support a candidate who identified with the Communist Party, then all of a sudden you're trying to throw a mutiny
in that
and
era,
you're trying to overthrow the government?
During the Cold War?
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
That seems extreme.
It's different than just looking at like someone like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who identifies as a socialist, much different now than identifying with the Communist Party during the Cold War. And that was at the height of the Cold War. So, yeah, it was pretty damaging. That's a big question.
All right. Next in People in the News, Kellyanne Conway complaining to the Washington Post.
Why is
her
she
husband,
still a thing?
She's got marriage problems.
Yeah, her husband is criticizing Trump while she's working for him. I'd say it was time for the big D there. But I don't.
Well,
maybe he
criticizes him all the time on Twitter, and so somebody asked him, and I guess it was supposed to be off the record. Asked her about what's going on with the husband, and she said it was a violation of their marital vows. But of course, even though it was supposed to be off the record, the guy, whoever interviewed her, was singing like a canary because that's juicy.
It sure is. All right, let's see. Demi Lovato, next person in the news. She, has chosen a constructive rehab experience. What does that mean?
Well, I think it means that it's not like, brushing a horse in Malibu. It's like, intense drill sergeant stuff.
When the rehab center in Malibu, you brush a horse.
Yeah, you ride horses. You ride horses.
Really?
You do yoga on the beach. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Ask Lindsay Lohan. She's been like seven times. She loves it. It's her favorite hotel.
Lovato says, I've lived fast and I was going to die young. At least she wrote that in 2016. I didn't think I'd make it to 21, but 3 months of rehab allowed her to reclaim her life. Now fast forward to 2018, looking to reclaim her life again. Back to the overdose of 3 weeks ago, she had relapsed. She's seeking aggressive treatment now. Rather than check into, as you've put it, what do they call it? The horse?
Yeah, you're horses. Like brushing horses and doing yoga on the beach.
Promises, that's the thing in Malibu.
Yeah, Promises, Malibu, yeah.
Right. The camp says the rehab Demi is in much more drill sergeant-esque, not nurturing. She won't be living on the beach. So she's lost herself. She's trying to find herself. Is there a lesson in this for all of us? I'm not, you know, I'm really not that concerned about her as an individual. I think it'd be nice if she could straighten herself out. It'd be good for her. But what is there in here for a lesson? And is this a lesson?
I think that addiction can happen to everybody, and you can't buy yourself out of it. And I think a lot of celebrities attempt to go to these softer places to try to get off of it and try to buy themselves out of it, and I think nothing is going to...
Doesn't work.
Yeah, plus addiction's an ongoing battle. I think there's a lot of people who think, well, I'm going to go through rehab and I'm going to be fixed. Right. And that's not the case. Every single day is a battle.
Yeah. All right, next person in the news, Sheriff William Brewer of Tallahatchie County in Mississippi. The feds say the sheriff gave protection for years to a drug dealer who robbed other dealers, stole money, and gave the profits to the lawman. So Sheriff Brewer in hot water today. There are dealers that have not been named yet. Apparently, this is an area, Delta County in Mississippi, is an area where there's lots of drug dealing, lots of drug dealers. The scheme that he had created began to collapse a couple of months ago. FBI persuaded the dealer to become a confidential informant, and thus the finger pointed at Sheriff Brewer. He's been charged with conspiracy to sell drugs and extortion. How many people in the law enforcement business are fit into that description? It's just, you wonder about here. Well, maybe I've watched too many TV shows, but hey. That kind of stuff. Jennifer Garner.
It must be so tempting, though, right? Because you've got access to so much.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That has to be, you have to be a factor. Have a really strong moral compass, you know, to be, especially you know, when you look at the stuff that's in police lockup, in the evidence room, when sometimes it's just piles of cocaine or cash or whatever. That takes a strong person to not be tempted by that.
Jennifer Garner, speaking of strong people, headline reads, Jennifer Garner filing for divorce from Ben Affleck. Wait a minute, that's an old story from 2015? No.
She may have to do it again.
Yeah, why?
I think it went on too long, yeah.
What, the divorce proceedings?
She didn't, she hasn't really, there's a certain trajectory that you have to keep going and moving forward, and she's just been stalling.
She didn't want her because she still loves the guy.
Well,
they can be together.
He's moved on. I think it's more about like confirming his sobriety and making sure that once they separate, that he's going to stay on a good path to co-parent. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's got, was it three kids, four kids?
Violet, Serafina, and Samuel, 12, 9, and 6. She's apparently a very good mother. And so maybe that's part of it. Yeah, could be, under the circumstances. But she's America's sweetheart, I think. And deservedly so.
Great.
I think she's fabulous. Yep. Here's something else that's fabulous. Calitrin. Calitrin's the number one healthy choice for you losing weight. Do what I have done, not what I have said. I've talked about it, but I've actually done it. And you can, too, using the collagen protein that your body doesn't make as much anymore of. So now you got a supplement, and Calitrin has the main, as part of the main supplement here, collagen. Gets the protein working in your body, build up muscle, push out the fat. You can do it and stay on the program to keep the weight where you want it. Go to toploss.com and order now with 10% off using the code DJV at toploss.com.
It's it's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart?
Today is the anniversary of the passing of Elvis Presley. On August 16th, 1977, he overdosed, basically. He'd been on all kinds of pills, and so he succumbed to that. So in our way back Thursday, way back Wednesday, no, what is today? Throwback Thursday. We go back to remember some of the big tunes that Elvis really wrapped himself around, and we got wrapped around. I certainly did. I was a huge Elvis fan and still am, frankly. That's one of the great ballads, Are You Lonesome Tonight, from the King. Not a rock and roll thing, but he did such great ballads and all the rock and all the great gospel music that he was responsible for. He had a fabulous range, fabulous voice, fabulous talent. So, Are You Lonesome Tonight makes it in there. All right, what's next, Kara?
Whatever you want. You gave me a bunch. You pick your favorite one for the next one.
Now or Never. Let's do Now or Never next. I love this song, too. I just see his hips moving on the stage. Yeah. Isn't there a... there's an Elvis revival, and I want to think that it's tonight now that I'm putting my head around it. There's an Elvis. There are a lot of the theaters in the country are going to have a revival of his Hawaii show from 68. I got to look that up. If that's the case, I think I'll go scoot and see that one. Now or Never, another one of the big Elvis songs. All right, one of the best rock tunes I think that he ever did was Don't Be Cruel. So let's sample it. Jordan Ayers with him. Fabulous.
Baby, if I made you mad, ba-ba-ba, something I might have said,
ba-ba-ba,
please did I forget to
love that. Fancy Nancy.
Oh, she loves Elvis.
Loves this stuff. Don't be cruel. Do a heart that's true.
I don't want no other love. Baby, it's just you.
I'm bopping around in my chair. Should have a Facebook portrait. The only reason I don't do a Facebook live show televised is because I don't want to get dressed. All right, next. Let's see. What do we have here? Viva Las Vegas. Aha! Listen to this one. Again, watching his hips move. All right, crack it. You just love this?
Even if there were 40 more, I wouldn't sleep a minute away. Oh, there's blackjack and poker and the roulette wheel. A fortune more.
Here come the Jordanaires.
Every deal. All you need is a strong heart and a narrow steel.
Viva! Viva! Vegas! Okay. Celebrating the king on the anniversary of his passing. Another one of his big songs is Teddy Bear. We're not doing this according to yearly. We're just throwing it in. No. Let it be.
I don't want to be a tiger. It's tiger's fate.
All right, let's. The pop hits great, but let's pay attention, Kara, can we, to some of his gospel music as well? Elvis, so well known for this. I listen to the Elvis channel on Sirius. This seems to always be on. Every time I push it, I can hear this song. It's because it was so popular. Do you got any? That's great English, Doug. Do you have any other examples of his gospel there, Kara?
I don't, but I do have an example of a song that Victoria loves.
All right, let's hear it.
Oh, yeah? That's all right for you. There we go. That's my favorite.
Early Elvis.
Yep. This is the early Elvis I told Kara I think she would like.
Yeah.
That whole era.
Dig in. All right, so we're thinking of Elvis today on the DJV program at 28 past the hour.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are the Automotive News headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Toyota may stop importing certain models if the government imposes tariffs on foreign cars. Tariffs could add 10 to 25% on the cost of a new car. Toyota's reaction may be to increase the price of new cars to cover the cost or just stop importing some models that don't make sense. So what Toyota cars are built outside the US? The RAV4, the Prius Range, CHR, Land Cruiser, Mirai, Forerunner, and the entire Lexus lineup. They could all be subject to price hikes or cancellations. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hey there, I'm a glue stick, so I have one job. I glue kids' stuff. So sorry for being jealous of GEICO, who does a ton more, like give you 24/7 access to thousands of licensed agents. And GEICO has been around for over 75 years and has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. While I've just got mediocre adhesive skills, GEICO also has an award-winning mobile app. Uh-oh, arts and crafts time. No eating the glue stick, Miss Lydia!
GEICO.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After the release of a grand jury report on the sexual abuse of children in the Catholic Church in Pennsylvania over decades, the Archbishop of Washington, D.C. is defending himself. The report alleges more than 300 priests abused over 1,000 children over a course of decades, and it accuses current Washington Archbishop Cardinal Donald Wuerl of protecting abusive priests during his 18 years as Archbishop of Pittsburgh. He addressed the issue at a mass yesterday.
The pain and the suffering is something that we need to accept responsibility for in helping survivors.
He didn't address his role in the report at the service, but denies the allegations. The jury heard closing arguments yesterday in the bank and tax fraud case against former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort and will begin deliberations today. This is USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier.
What?
And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
After the hour on today's DJV program, Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, focusing on things that are happening in our world this Thursday, the 16th of August. So what do you have as an update on something? I know you have so much passion, Victoria, and normally you bring your passion to the things that you talk about. So what are you passionate about today?
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that. One of the trending stories that I have is that the U.S. may be soon getting a three-digit national suicide hotline number. Mm-hmm. So instead of 911 or 311, if you're in New York City, that's information. Does 411 still exist?
Yes.
Huh, because, like, no one that I know has a landline anymore, so I know 411 on cell phones is different. So the National Suicide Hotline Prevention, it's actually the National Suicide Hotline Improvement Act of 2018, which President Trump signed into law this week. That will require the FCC to look into the feasibility of designating a three-digit dialing code. So it would be a national suicide prevention three-digit code like 911. Maybe it'll be 811. The FCC will work with the Departments of Health and Human Services and Veterans Affairs, which is also important that the Veterans Affairs is involved in this, too, because we've talked often about the number of suicides that veterans deal with. It's, what is it, 22 a day?
Yeah, at least.
Right? I mean, it's something, yeah, horrific,
something like
that.
That.
And, you know, from your farm show, Kara and I were just talking off the air about how many farmers are committing suicide right now in this country, which is at an alarming rate.
Yeah.
So I think it's a really good thing. You know, we talked about it at the end of last year when there were a few musician suicides, Chester Bennington in particular, and then there was the song. Carrie, you always know the number, but I forget the number. But the actual suicide hotline prevention number is in the song, but it's an 800 number, and it's still not something that... Even though I'm aware of the story, I still don't know the number. Do you know the number, Kara? Have you memorized that?
Oh, because it's top of... Oh, God, not
because
I can't remember.
It's the song, right? See, that's the thing. That's the problem. If you have, if you are involved in preventing a suicide, it should be a three-digit number that you need to call and not an 800 number.
Yeah, it's 1-800-273-8255, which when the song was really popular, it was top of mind, and I knew it immediately. But it's like the longer you think about it, then you're like, oh, well, what's the number? And it's all you have to do is mix up two of the numbers, and then you don't have it.
Right, exactly. And so the three agencies will have to analyze the effectiveness of the current National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. Mm-hmm. So I think we just proved right there that even though Kara and I were very in tune with this story, we still don't know the number, so it's not that effective. They have until August 14th of 2019 to submit a report, which I think is way too much time. That's a year from now. That is way too much time
to
waste.
What are they waiting for? Yeah.
I don't know. This is typical government agency stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
there
this
you
should
go.
Be 30 days. Let the public chime in on a public forum if they want to. Come up with a number and say, everybody, it's 511 or whatever it is. Just designate three numbers. But
a
year from
well
now,
known fast. Yeah. What's the holdup?
But you know what? Not a lot of people are talking about it. We're talking about it here today, but I guarantee this is not something that people are hearing about. And these are the types of stories that people need to know about.
Yeah, it's very frustrating. Very frustrating. All right, here's another thing that you may find frustrating. We'll travel to North Dakota, where in Bismarck, the city wants to buy AR-15 rifles to give to school resource officers so they can respond more quickly in the event of a shooting incident. Police asked for $26,000 in their budget to buy the rifles, also heavy body armor, bleeding control kits. This is for the nine high schools and middle schools that are in Bismarck, North Dakota. How Bismarck is that? I'm on in Bismarck.
Why?
I don't think it's that big.
Yeah, but
we got one high school in Framingham.
That...
Why do they need nine high schools there?
Right.
Anyway,
why
ahead.
Can't you just spend the money on metal detectors and one entrance in the school?
Yeah. Good
you
question.
Know? Like, why
can't
spend what did they want? $100,000 for AR-15 rifles?
$26,000 is what's in the budget. You say the money is going to be used to buy a safe at each school to keep the equipment away from students, away from teachers, and away from the staff. School resource officer will be the only one who has access to this equipment. Split the cost between the school system and the city itself. Yes?
Is that the answer, though? And I don't know the answer.
To nowhere, as far as I'm concerned.
I don't understand... I don't know. I've been making this argument since we started talking about school shootings. In New York City, there has never been a mass school shooting. There's never been a single one. It's never happened because every school, kids walk through a metal detector. They've got one entrance, and there's an armed guard there, and that's it. And they don't have to wear bulletproof backpacks. And New York City has plenty of other problems. I'm not saying that it's, you know, Pollyanna, it's a fabulous place to be. It is in a lot of ways, but in terms of school shootings, it doesn't happen. It's never happened. I don't understand why that model can't be adopted into other cities where kids walk through the metal detector and then they get on with their day. They learn. They're there to study. They're not there to worry about a crazy kid coming in with a rifle. I don't know. If I was a parent, that's something that I would be really advocating for.
Here's something else that's crazy. From Arizona yesterday, a father killed a guy who went into the girl's bathroom and tried to get at his daughter. So you look at some of these things, and the
Where
daughter was
they?
In a bathroom stall. She was in a bathroom stall.
Like at a gas station or
father,
something? Where were they?
A convenience store, close, yep.
Okay.
This fellow went to pick up his daughter, told him the man had tried to enter the bathroom at the shop. He met the man earlier when this guy had asked him for money, apparently, at the convenience store. You know, there are a lot of sort of panhandlers and people walking around, depending. If you're on a highway and you're a long ways from any city and you stop to get gas at a convenience store, there's some pretty undesirables hanging around there. So this guy went
after him and killed him?
Beat him up and he died in the hospital.
Wow.
So now he's been charged with second-degree murder.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate thing here is, great, you want to protect your daughter, but now you're going to go to jail.
Yeah.
And where's your daughter going to be then? She's going to have to live without her father. That's not great either.
So self-control, thinking things through, that's good. But sometimes when your family is jeopardized or in danger, Kara, you do
the
instinctive. You know, that's what the blood boils and away we go. It is hard. It really is. Speaking of fathers, Meghan Markle's father
says
to her in a public letter that he sends, quote, "This will sound greedy, but I took care of my mother for the last 5 years of her life. My daughter said she'd take care of me in my declining years. Are you going to?" Basically is the question. Now.
Oh, my God. This guy.
What a drama queen.
Okay.
This guy is.
Here's the question. Is this guy off his rocker, or is he just the biggest piece of trash that's ever been in
the
public?
Maybe a little of both. I think maybe a little of both, actually.
Oh,
all right. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to help you understand how to raise money for your favorite charity using Facebook. That specific focus, that's up next here. I want to have you focus on sheets and pillows, pillowcases, things that help you rest better. Thanks to Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and now the purveyor of all kinds of things that are good for you to get a good night's rest, including the best sheets they have ever made and ever offered at the best price ever. Click, use the promo code DJV, get your pillows. The deal on those is especially good, 50% off. But you get the same kind of deals when you look around the catalog. I opened up the pet bed yesterday, Victoria. You'll love this. The MyPillow pet bed, which is as...
And how is the princess enjoying
honestly,
it?
It is one of the best things along this line I've ever seen. It really is. No hype. It just is fabulous. Well done. And it's kind of a fun. It's big. There's plenty of room for... I was going to say Charlotte. I keep saying Charlotte when I mean Daisy May. But Daisy's having a good time. Yeah, very comfortable, as you will be. You sleep like a dog, or the dog sleeps like you, because the fill is the same in the pillows and the dog bed. Get them at MyPillow.com. Use the code DJV for the best prices ever.
Hey there, I'm a glue stick, so I have one job. I glue kids' stuff. So sorry for being jealous of Geico, who does a ton more. Like give you 24/7 access to thousands of licensed agents. And Geico has been around for over 75 years and has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. While I've just got mediocre adhesive skills, Geico also has an award-winning mobile app. Uh-oh, arts and crafts time. No eating the glue stick. Miss Lydia!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 after the hour here on the DJV program. Roya Winner, communication manager for Social Good at Facebook, overseeing communications for the company's charitable giving. There was so much comment when you were here a couple of weeks ago and so many questions that we invited Roya to come back again to help you understand how you can use, in this circumstance, your birthday, a special day, to raise money for your favorite charity. So let's understand. I forgot what we were talking about before. It wasn't birthdays, but it was another milestone that you can use to create a fundraiser. A lot of people are doing this, and Facebook is the overseer of it. How does it actually work, Roya? Explain for us, will you?
Well, thanks for having having me back, especially on the occasion of the one-year birthday of birthday fundraisers. So when I was last on the show, we talked about this large $20 million fundraiser, which was incredible. Yeah. But what we also know is that every day people are celebrating on Facebook their birthdays by dedicating it to a cause they care about. And we actually shared for the first time today that over $300 million has been raised just in the past year for nonprofits on Facebook. It's amazing. Yeah. And I'm sure you've noticed this in your own feed of friends dedicating their birthdays, or maybe you've done your own. It's really easy to set up, and we're really blown away by how impactful it's been.
All right, so let's bring ourselves, when it comes to the actual technical, I'm not a technical guy, and sometimes I get frustrated because I want to, let's say, take pictures from Facebook that I have on my Facebook account and move them someplace else, and I don't have an easy time of it. It's probably very simple to do. So when it comes to fundraisers, how much technical know-how do you have to make it work?
It's a great point. Maybe we can figure out that conversation on photos another time. But for fundraisers, it's really just a few simple clicks or taps, depending if you're on your computer or on your app. And so if you have a birthday coming up, you'll actually get a notification from us about 2 weeks before that says, hey, Doug, it's your birthday. Do you want to celebrate by dedicating to a nonprofit? And there you can actually choose from a list of, we actually have 750,000 nonprofits on the platform. And so you can choose and say, well, I'm really interested in, for example, cancer research, or St. Jude Children's Hospital, which are some of our top beneficiaries, or the Alzheimer's Association. And then you write a little personal note about why it's important to you. Maybe it's in honor of a loved one, or you just really care about the cause. And a tap later, you set it up, and then you can invite friends very easily, like you would to an event or to a group on Facebook. And hopefully the dollars start rolling in.
All right, so as the dollars roll in, how can we be sure, as the people setting this up, that the dough gets to the place we want it to go? No aspersions on Facebook, just people will ask that question. Okay, we're raising this money. How do we know it gets to whatever the project is?
It's a perfect question, and that's actually where we come in. So I mentioned that there's 750,000 nonprofits on Facebook. Those have all been vetted and onboarded to use our tools, and they're all verified 501c3 organizations, because we want you as the creator of a fundraiser or the donor of the fundraiser to have full peace of mind that your dollars are going to the cause. And because we don't charge any fees for nonprofit fundraisers, 100% of every dollar goes straight to the organization.
Really? 100%. Okay, so that's very good. So well, then what's in it, just as a, I'm not trying to be callous, but what's in it for Facebook if they're not taking anything out? Is this just a way of helping people that are signed on to Facebook?
It is a great way for us to help. And we saw people doing this anyway. And working on the Social Good team, the entire focus of our work is how do we build technology and tools that help people improve the world around them? And for charitable giving in particular, how do we create this culture of generosity around the world? And I think just seeing the numbers of over $300 million raised really proves that people are incredibly generous, and these small but mighty fundraisers are really making an impact. So for us, it's just being able to build the tools and make it easier for people to support these causes that we know they really believe in.
All right, so where do we go, Roya, to get more information? Where, what specific place on Facebook do we go to?
Yeah, so if you're on your app on your phone, and there's a tab for fundraisers right there in your menu, or anytime at facebook.com/fundraisers.
Facebook.com/fundraisers. So if you have a birthday coming up, it's a great way to teach children a lesson, I think, about giving, to have something like this wrapped around their birthdays. Great idea. Roya Winner, who is in charge of Social Good at Facebook.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Music from Madonna. Today is her 60th birthday, Chucker. Chuck Curry is here. Movie moments. So we celebrate her fine acting ability. Is that what we're doing here?
Yes. I don't know. Is fine a good word, though?
No.
Adequate?
Yeah, she was able to pull it off to a point, but I don't think that's her. Although a lot of the stuff, if you see her in person on the live stage show, there's a lot of acting going on there with the music.
Well, she did a movie called Desperately Seeking Susan when she first started in the business with Rosanna Arquette. I thought she was good in that film. She got a lot of critical acclaim for the movie Evita, where she played Evita Perot, and she was good. I think she was nominated for Golden Globe for Best Actress, actually. But she churned out a bunch of movies that, you know, were just okay or watchable, like Who's My Girl, which we just played the title song that came out in 1997. She did a movie with Ben husband or boyfriend Sean Penn called Shanghai Surprise, which is quite awful. And I actually thought, and I don't want to step on it too hard, but I actually thought she ruined some of the 1990 comic book movie Dick Tracy opposite Warren Beatty. I did not like her at all.
Well, they're having an affair, and sometimes you wonder if that gets in the way of the acting.
Yeah, probably gave it too much screen time in that film.
May have. All right, so today is the anniversary of the passing.
Yeah.
But you want to go ahead.
Yeah, I want to just say one big positive about her. She's obviously legendary in pop culture in terms of her pop music, which is pretty awesome. And she did a video called Papa Don't Preach, in which Danny Aiello played her father in that video, which I think is an iconic music video. So I just want to give her props on that.
He was pretty iconic in and of himself. He was a force of his own. Very interesting guy. He was a bus driver and a bus dispatcher in Chicago, and he was discovered by the same guy who found Dennis
Farina.
Farina. Yeah, they, okay. Farina was a cop, and Aiello was a bus driver, and somehow or other, this guy found, they had both done little acting things, and they were friends. And this guy from Hollywood says, okay, you guys need to come to Hollywood, do a screen test, and look at what happened. To both of them, they did fabulously well. So, all right.
And for people who don't want to know who want to know who he is, he played the pizzeria owner in Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing, Danny Aiello. And I just want to say one other thing, talking about musical talent acting. If you watch the latest trailer to A Star Is Born, which Bradley Cooper co-stars with Lady Gaga, that movie looks awesome, and she's a pretty good actress.
I think that's going to be a good movie. I agree with you about that. All right, so let's look back at the career movie career of Elvis Presley. Who did, 30-some-odd movies, didn't he? 30?
Something like that.
37 movies. He was frustrated because he wanted to be a movie star, but the roles that were given to him, I think you've said this any number of times, Chucker, were really subpar, unless you look at a few of the things, like Jailhouse Rock. That was one of the first movies he made. That was pretty good. But then King Creole and some of those things. When he got out of the Army, he did G.I. Blues. Have you got a favorite Elvis movie when you...
Maybe Jailhouse Rock. I can't tell you I'm the huge Elvis in the movie fan, but I'll tell you one thing. He did turn, and this really turned his career around in terms of movies, he did turn down the role of Tony in West Side Story because his manager at the time told him that don't do it, you'll be associated with gang violence, and that was a major mistake. That would actually have been really interesting to watch West Side Story now with him as a star.
Colonel Parker was his manager through his career, and he made a lot of bad decisions, frankly, for him, and most of them around movies, because all Colonel Parker wanted to do was collect a paycheck and split it, and didn't really speak to Elvis's desire or his ability, because he was, as he was a good singer, he really did work at acting because he wanted to be a good actor. But they put him in such terrible roles and terrible movies. I mean, Speedway, for God's sakes. He was a race car driver. he and Nancy Sinatra. Well, that was a foolish movie.
You know, but I actually read that, speaking of A Star Is Born, Barbara Streisand wanted Elvis to be in A Star Is Born with her.
Yeah.
Okay.
But and that would have been a good role for him.
Very desirable in terms of his public persona, but Colonel Parker kept, they just cranked out these crappy movies to get a check. And it wasn't really, it was at the time when Elvis became very frustrated with Colonel Parker, but because he was so loyal to everybody, all of his friends, the guys that worked with him in the band, the people that were in his family, he never threw anybody away. And that was his problem, I think, with this. So we celebrate Elvis and his movies at 59 past the hour on the DJV show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.